5 mile area. KEADZY, November 8, Tango Alpha Foxtrot. Station calling, KEADZY Mobile. Go ahead, sir.
This is November 8, Tango Alpha Foxtrot in Lupton, Michigan. How are you today?
I guess I'm doing good. I'm still above ground. Going out and it's cold. I believe I was reincarnated from a bear, but how are you doing today, sir?
Just enjoying the fine Michigan weather from the warm side of the door today. I've been outside doing quite a bit of work here earlier this week, and I decided to take a day off and just stay on the warm side of the door.
Definitely don't blame me on that part. Have to get my butt out once in a while, just to see what's going on out here in the weather. And going out right now, back to a pier, get a little bit of food for the belly, and trying to stay out of trouble. So, I don't know what else to say here.
Well, roger that. I just want to come back to your call there and wave a hand. You know, we got snow and, I don't know, about 25 degrees here. But staying on the warm side of the door, but you have safe travels today. This is November 8, Tango, Alpha, Foxtrot. Waiting on your final. 73.
Hey, my friend. How can I say? In between the ditches anyways, like we should say, CTE letting go, the roads look semi-clear, or mostly clear, so hopefully all I gotta do is watch out for all these other idiots on the road. We'll talk to you later, KDHEDY.
KFA CVP, didn't quite get your signal clearly. I think it's KFA CLL that you were calling. Yeah, you had a lot of interference there, so could barely make out what you were saying.
All right, is my signal coming through now? This is KFA CLL.
It's better now. I can understand better what you're saying, but still a little interference, but it's all right. Yeah, I can understand you now.
All right, well, I'm back. Back the hole. You know how it is. Is having a seizure or something. I don't know what's quite going on. Interference coming through it. I thought it was a C9 detector, but I know it's 700. I don't know. The 9-4, I can't read.
Your signal is horrible again, and a lot of interference.
All right, I'll be going clear. KFACLL, going clear.
KFACPP will be going clear.
Oh, do you have a copy?
This is KSA-CPP. And again, a lot of interference. The signal is still not that great on your end.
Well, at least I'm making it a little bit.
Yeah, true that, yeah. At least you're making it just a little, like you said, so, yeah. I think you kept ker-chunking it, at least that's how it came through on my end. Now you're not making it at all. It kept ker-chunking it on my end. I don't copy what you're saying now. There's just too much interference.
Good afternoon, LaPierre, KF8-CPB. Standing by on the side.
Yeah, the KF8 station. This is KD8IWS. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Just driving through LaPierre on a family visit and thought I'd say hi.
Well, good afternoon. This is Kurt over in Fenton. I'm on the Fenton repeater. Yeah, I just wanted to let you know there is somebody listening. So you're going to visit family. That's great. How's the weather over that side?
A little blustery, but not bad. Roads are clear. I live in Michigan, but about a mile north of Toledo. They're in Monroe County. My name's Don, KF8-CPB here.
Yeah, real good, Don. So, yep, familiar with that area. And how far north are you going?
I'm going right to LaPierre.
All right, so you're almost to your destination.
I am a quick trip over here to visit my brother and back south. I used to live here in LaPierre for about 20 years, and job took me down south a little bit to Monroe County and just back for a visit.
Oh, very good. Yeah, well, your mobile unit's doing good. You're going into the LaPierre repeater, I suspect. How long have you had your license?
Oh, geez. It must be almost a month now.
Well, congratulations and welcome to the amateur radio community. What kind of radio are you using?
This here is a little Redivis, a little 25-watt mobile. I've got a couple I use on a regular basis. I've got a Yaesu FTM-400 and a ICOM 4100 I use on a regular basis. But now that the weather's cold, I'm reticent to keep them out in the cold and cold and hot and cold and hot and threw this in here.
Yeah, very good. Well, it's doing a good job for you. 25 watts is doing a good job on mobile. And, well, congratulations on getting your license. I don't have my computer up right now. I was just watching a YouTube video on a new POTA logging program called Polo. And I don't know if you've... I had an opportunity to see what POTA, P Parks on the Air is all about, but it's quite a lot of fun, and it doesn't take anything at all to be a hunter. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've been looking at it online. I'm still getting my equipment together for the 72 meter. It's a pretty active club around Toledo. I've been joined up with, and I had to look at the POTUS stuff. It's very interesting. I'm trying to get my my basics down first. Let me see. I got my license. I want to say November 14th, and then I went back about 10 days later and got my general, and just trying to get it all together. Go ahead.
Well, you're doing a great job, and it was a very wise decision to go back and get your general. That opens up a tremendous world of opportunity, literally. So, well, congratulations. I don't know how far you have to go to get to your destination, but give me your call sign one more time. I think it's KF8, and I think I heard Charlie Papa Bravo or the other way around.
You got it correct. It is a mouthful. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Papa Bravo. It's a mouthful for sure. I'm just about 5 minutes away from my destination, so it's been wonderful talking with you. Appreciate the answer. Let me know my rig is working. Again, my name's Don. I'm over from Lambertville. I'll be clearing your finals, 73, KF8, CTV.
Okay, Don, enjoy your visit with your brother, and I wish you a very Merry Christmas to you and your family. Nice talking with you, and maybe we can make the reach from Fenton to Toledo when you get back to Toledo. All right, 73, enjoy your visit. Merry Christmas. KD8IWS, Curtin Fenton. Clear and listening.
TG.WS, WFSN.
W8FSM, KD8IWS. Well, good afternoon, my friend. How you doing, Fred? I haven't heard you on the air, but you probably haven't heard me. What's new?
I was like down here playing some FT8, and I hear Kurt. Should at least say Happy Merry Christmas to him, because I don't know, I haven't heard him in a long time, and I don't know if I'll hear him again before Christmas.
Well, I finally decided to come indoors for the same climate weather, and so my goal is to play a lot more radio, and I've just been, my wife has gone to a annual Christmas gathering with some of her girlfriends, and so this is a perfect afternoon for me to just play radio, and I'm going to see. I haven't played around with it yet, but I'm going to see. It seems like that maybe there is a repeater in Petoskey that could potentially reach the central or the east side link system. I'm not sure about that, but I did bring my FTM 400 home, which is digital. And I was going to play around it here and see if there's a link from the Petoskey. I can reach the Petoskey repeater from my QTH up west of Gaylord. So I don't know. Maybe you know.
So So what Petoskey repeater? You gotta be a little more specific because there's a few and we own a few.
Let me see if I made a notation in my notes here. Let me go to my reminders and let's see if I made that notation. Might take me a minute to find it. So you said you were doing FT8. What are you doing on? Oh, I know what it was. So I was listening. I don't think I wrote down the repeater I was listening to. I was on WRS. I have to look at that. I know that George out of Clarkston, WD8INW, he was on the Clarkston repeater, and that must be digital now. I could hear him from where I was up at my cabin. So let me see if I've got any other notes, and then let me know about your FT8.
So I was just on 30 meters FT8, and now I'm going back down 20, or up to 20, I don't remember. Now I'm headed back over to 20. I was on 15 meters, and but I went over to 30 for a little bit, and then every time I heat up on, I haven't been on 30 meters in a long time, but every time I heat up on 30 meters, the Ethernet port for the backhaul from the Alanson to Petoskey Tower, it was dropping. So I'm like, I guess I better not be on 30 meters because I'm RFIing the backhaul. I'm actually using my HF from that's in the cabin at Alanson. That's what I use here. The Flex, I get the Flex up there, and then the Maestro head here on my desk down here in Grand Blanc. But I don't know of any fusion repeaters in Petoskey. I know we pretty much have analog and DMR. You might be getting something from another spot, though, because you could probably, from where you're at, don't think we have any fusion in Petoskey.
Okay. All right. So, let's see. I'm trying to think of some of the other areas that I could maybe reach. Maybe Sheboygan. Gaylord for sure. That's no problem. I have to go on the Central Michigan net or link system and see what those, that's probably the easiest way, just to go see what is in and around my area that I might be able to reach. I'm at a pretty high altitude considering. I'm at about 1,250 feet where our cabin is located. So I've got a really, I'm in a pretty good high spot right there. I'm actually higher than the elevation at Boyne Mountain at the top of their hill.
So you said something about the Eastern Michigan, I heard there was an Eastern Michigan fusion link. I didn't know that Clarkston was a part of it. I'm looking at it right now. Well, maybe there is a Clarkston. But there's something there in Clarkston. Unless you're here in Chippewa, but I don't really know this network very much. They used to have a UHF, but that's not on there anymore for the wires that was in Stubsonville, but it's not on there anymore. So unless you were hearing something further south, which you could have been, but yeah, I'm curious to see what frequency you were hearing from up there, because yeah, you're at 1,200 feet, you're pretty well up there on the ridges. I was going to say, I think my ground elevation at the Petoskey cross site is 1,100 feet, 1,150 or something MSL, so I had 400 feet for that to the tower, but so I know they're up there pretty good.
Yes. I'm going to ask, I'll get George. Now, I'm presuming that the Clarkston repeater, if it's 146.840, maybe that's it. I don't know if, I think that repeater owned by Justin, I think they went digital, and I haven't unpacked my FTM 400, but I plan on doing that, and I have to get a hold of George and see what repeater he was using down here, because I was listening to Annette up at the cabin, and all of a sudden George comes in. So they're linked to something up there, but I have to check that out. And, yeah, Petoskey, that would make sense because they're down closer to the water. And I found that as I go north from our cabin, up 131, the elevation begins to drop because you're getting closer to the Bay Area.
Yeah, so the tower will be multiples up north of northern Michigan. So the analog we have linked together are, 14519, which is south of Petoskey up on Cross Hill. That's linked to the 14511, which is in Mackinac City on the tower, and then which is also then linked to the Sheboygan, which is east of, the tower is east of Indian River. That's at 400 some odd feet, which is the 14674 or 9, I forget. I can't keep them all track. So those are all analogs that we have linked together through the microwaves, because we've got all the microwave network up there linked in such to our network. And we keep the analogs that are up on the northern lower on their own. We have their own little hub. So it's not on this VHF hub, but another VHF hub. But we push a button and we can link the northern analogs to the analogs down here. So the capability there is just we keep them usually separated from the downstate VHF from the upstate.
Okay. All right. So I'm trying to think what my options would be to get back to the Fenton repeater. The Sheboygan, either the Indian River or possibly the Sheboygan repeater. I don't know. Yeah, that's a possibility. All right, so you've got, what was the 145.11? What area was that?
So 14511 is Mackinac City. You might hit it from here because you said you're up pretty high, but you're going to be much closer to the 14519 over here, because that's south of town there, south Petoskey. But if you have DMR, we've got DMR all up through there, so there's all MI5 DMR coverage up there.
Okay, that means I'll have to get a cheap DMR rig. But that would be an option, too. And I'll look up the Sheboygan. You'll have that on the website, the Seaman website.
I got to add the Northern Michigan info on there. I just have our downstate stuff on there. We spent, towards the end of the summer and fall here, we were working on getting them, finishing up the microwave network before the snow flies, so we're behind on the website stuff. So right now the microwave network goes from Mackinac City to Levering to Stutzmanville to Petoskey, Petoskey to Atlanta, Petoskey. Tchaikovsky to Sheboygan, Sheboygan to Indian River, and then we got all that online and it's all running right now. So we've been busy, not really updating the website so much, but yeah. WFSF.
KD8IWS. What was the, do you have the Indian River frequency?
So we call it, it's called Sheboygan, even though it's just east of Indian River, because it's actually in Hackleberg, but we call it Sheboygan. It's 146.74, and that's got a 103.5 on it.
Okay, I got the Sheboygan / Indian River. I'm almost sure I could hit Indian River, no problem. 146.74 with a 103.5. Okay, excellent, excellent. Yeah, I was hoping I'd hear you on the air because I've written everything down, especially that Cross Hill. So if I get into, if I can get into the Cross Hill repeater, and or the Indian River, I can get back to the Fenton repeater. Is that correct? Or am I, is my thinking way off there?
Well, if we push, if we turn on the patch, the link the two hubs, we usually keep them separate. So, Tchaikovsky Cross Hill is 14519 with a 103.5. So, we generally keep the northern lower VHF repeaters separated from the southern Michigan lower repeaters, but I push a button and they're all connected as one. If I push the button, yes. If I don't, there's usually keep them two separated.
Okay, so let me ask the next question. If I wanted to put a repeater in at my location at our cabin, what does that look like? What kind of cost is associated with that? And would there be an advantage for me to do that?
Whew. Mine just said 33 degrees. I don't know what it set down for Fenton. It depends what you want to do with the repeater. You know, it's expensive to put good repeaters up. You know, it just depends how tall and what you want to do and what your goal is, kind of deal.
Okay. All right. Well, that's probably a discussion for another day. when you do FT8, oh, I was going to tell you. So I got my 10 meter. I haven't been on 10 meters in I don't know how many years. And I jumped on 10 meters a few weeks ago. And I think I've only gotten Japan one time on another frequency, and I got on 10 meters, and I hit Japan on 10 meters about 3 weeks ago. And a friend of mine down in the Howell area that's part of the LARC system and Amateur Radio Club, he hit it on the same day. I actually heard him hit the same guy. That was kind of fun. That was on 10 meters, which... like I said, I hadn't been on 10 meters in a long time.
Oh, 10 has been doing fun. So this morning on 10, I've gotten France, Spain, Belgium, obviously a couple of states, Austria, hold on, Germany, Denmark, England, all on 10 so far this morning, or, well, pretty good there, just before lunch, so, but was it Wednesday? Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday? Earlier this week, I was on 10, and I worked the gray, basically, to Japan, Australia, Hawaii, all through there, as well as all the Eastern Europeans early in the morning. The last couple weeks has been really fun. I took my heater to, when I went out and did a POTA thing, and I can't remember where my heater went. And because I was even seeing on the water, like on the waterfall, I was seeing a bunch of CW. So I was like, well, I just worked some CW, and I was like, where's my key? I can't find my heater. So I know I had it when I went and did the park thing, a thing in the park about a month or so ago, and I can't remember where it got put, so I got to go find that. So I was going to jump on and do some CW.
Oh, that's cool. So you had conducted a POTA activation, is that correct? And how many have you done? And do you have a park close to your cabin?
So I did it down here. I went to Holly, the Holly Rec one, and I set up I built a NFED, like a QRP NFED, and I've got one of those 10-watt radios. Oh, not the Cuisine, or not the Q90, I got the 60, I think it's like a 6100. And so I went to Holly Rec, I 3D printed the parts for a NFED antenna and built the kit. And so I set up my little NFED wire antenna out along the parking lot, and did FT8 from there for, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours to test the antenna I built. But there is a couple of parks up, obviously up northern lower, but I've only done, the first activation I did was down here. I got tons of hunting, but never did an activation yet, so that was my first one.
Well, that's pretty awesome. I didn't know what program you use for POTA logging, but you've probably already heard of it, Polo. I downloaded it on a Amazon Fire. It's in the beta phase right now, but from what I have seen, I was just watching a YouTube video, a couple reviews on it, and actually from the designer of the program, somebody had got him on their YouTube channel, and they were doing an interview with him, and I just had gotten to the part where that he was starting to explain his program, but it is very intuitive, so simple, so efficient. I'm pretty impressed with it. So I downloaded it, and then I thought I'd play around with it this afternoon. And I was just watching a couple more videos on that same program when Don from Toledo came in on the Fenton repeater, and then you came in. What a pleasure.
I've heard of it. I haven't used it because I pretty much did digital for the whole activation. I didn't bother, inside the FT8, I just started a new ADI file there. So it was pretty easy when I got back because I had a fresh file and right on the laptop through FT8. I did need to go back through and make sure my park-to-park stuff was good because I did do a few park-to-parks. And I had wrote them manually I wrote them in the log file manually, and then I went, because I switched to do, so I did some voice and some park-to-parks on voice. I did, Hawaii park-to-park, 15 meters. We worked on FT8, and then we went and worked voice. And so I'm, 10 watts is the max on the 6100, so it was 10 watts from the park in Holly to the park in Hawaii that the other guy was at on voice. So that was pretty cool. That was on 15 on the NFED there, on the portable NFED, but I think think what I'm going to do, I need to get a different battery set up. I was just, you know, using the plug. I was plugged into the truck, and it was fine. But I think what I want to do, because I would like to go out and do some more, longer ones, but I'm going to get a battery, like one of those jump packs, to run everything. And I think I'll be better off than using the truck battery.
Yeah, I get you there. I've got my truck set up for a solar that runs, that I can run my radios on. I've got 200 watt solar panels up on top that keeps a lead acid battery charged up and seems to work okay, but with this new program, I think I'm going to, I might give an activation, at least give it a try. Maybe go over to Seven Lakes and do something there, but, well, I'm going to slip on over and finish watching this, but when you get a chance, take a look at go to YouTube and put in Polo logging software. It's just as in the horse polo. And take a look at it. I think and they do FT8 on it, but it is so intuitive, and it automatically, if you download the parks, then yeah, it's just so intuitive. You don't have to enter park numbers. If you do a park-to-park, his park information automatically loads when you pull up his call sign or enter his call sign and vice versa. If you hear a guy, if you're a hunter and you hear a guy, you put in his call sign, it pulls up all his park information, and it's done. Just click OK, and it logs it, and you move on. Check it out, Fred. All right. I'm going to be listening on this frequency the rest of the afternoon. So good talking with you. And I'll start loading these frequencies into my FTM-400. And next time I get up there, maybe I'll let you know I'm going up. You have a good one. Merry Christmas, in case I don't talk to you again, but I hope I will. 73 Fred, KD8, IWS, at the home station. Clear.
Yeah, I guess I actually went to 20 meters, and FT8's packed, and so, but I saw people on FT4, so I just switched over to FT4, so I went over to some people on this. Maybe there was a contest today. For some reason, I thought there was an FT8 contest this weekend. Maybe that's what's going on. I'll have to look that up. But no, I wrote down the polar. I had heard about it in something I saw, but I haven't. Hold on, the cat just sat on the other mic. No. So I'll look it up here. And yeah, let me know when you're going up next, because then I'll just turn the link on and can talk to you the whole way, almost the whole way up, because you can get. Once you leave the 3-1 repeater here, you know, the Bay City, you know, Fenton, you go Fenton, Flint, Bay City. The next repeater would be Mayo, which is on the northern link. And so you could work Mayo up until when you fall out of Mayo, you usually can start picking up the Sheboygan, Indian River Sheboygan one. And, yeah. So, if I don't talk to you, Merry Christmas.
Okay, I wrote them down. Yeah, I got the bay in there. I'm not sure about Mile. I'll check that. I'll program Indian River in. And let's see. It's Polo. P-O-L-O. All right, Fred. Merry Christmas, man. Catch you later. KD8 IWS clear.
KF8 CPV.
IWS. Go ahead.
This is KFHCPD. I just changed tone here on my radio. I wanted to double check it worked. Nice talking to you again.
Okay, Dan. Yep, working good. 7-3.
KFHCPD.
KFHCPP monitoring.
KD8IWS, go ahead.
Oh, hello there. I was just looking for somebody to chat with. That's all. I'm bored and stuff. It's the weekend and stuff. And yeah, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing real good. This is Kurt over in Fenton, and I was just doing some HF playing and showing my grandson. We were making some contacts on POTA. The name is Kurt here. Give me your call sign one more time.
KSHCPP. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Papa Papa.
Okay, I got you in there. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Papa Papa. And your first name?
My name is Ricky.
Well, good afternoon, Ricky. Yep, we're just playing radio, so... tell me, KF8, that's a fairly new call, so give me an idea of when you got your license and what you do to prepare for it so that I kind of have a little idea. It sounds like you're a fairly new ham. Am I correct?
Yeah, I just got my license last month. I believe I got it on the 14th of November, so almost a month ago. I basically just used ham radio prep and just took a bunch of practice tests to prepare for the quiz or prepare it for the exam and stuff. So. After I took a bunch of practice tests, I took the exam, and I got a 33 out of 35 on my exam, so pretty nice, yeah.
Oh, Ricky, that was excellent information. Congratulations on getting your technician license. Yeah, my grandson and I are just talking about that whole process. Maybe you can, he's listening along here, by the way. He's my second to the oldest grandson, and he's been talking about wanting to start studying. Explain the process a little bit, if you have the time, and let us know what that was like. How much studying did you do? Did you do it daily, or how did you go about studying? And then secondly, Ricky, did you take your test online? Okay? KD8IWS. Back to you.
This is KFATPP. So basically, I recommend, here's the way I did it. So I downloaded the Ham Radio Prep app on the App Store. You can get it on the App Store, the Google Play Store, whichever operating system you have. Or you can do it on your computer as well. So I mostly did my practice test on my iPad, but I sometimes did them on the computer at school when I had some free time. And usually just doing it like 30 minutes a day will help you memorize the answers and help you learn. Since I didn't pay for the course, I kind of just, I mean, you get the first three lessons for free, but you got to pay for the other ones. But you can take unlimited free practice tests. But if you want to buy the technician course, go ahead. But it is a little pricey. But so I just memorized the answers. But I learned a lot of things. And so, yeah. And yes, I did take my test online. It was from the Whiskey 5 Yankee India team, W5YI team. And, yeah, it was an online session. And, yeah, I got in and out of there in like 8 minutes because I knew, like, a lot of the answers. So, yeah, that's basically how I did it and stuff. So, yeah, so I did it.
Well, that's awesome. W5YI, I met him actually in person with the grandson that's sitting here now, his older brother. This was back in 2008. And at that time, my oldest grandson was 12 years old. And we started out. My dad was a Citizens Band, or CB operator. He had a really sweet rig when I was in high school, and it was a Browning Eagle, and he did have a little bit of extra wattage that he would use. He had a tower with a beam antenna on it, and he literally would talk all over the U.S. and sometimes out of the U.S. If the skip conditions were right. So I had that background as I was going through high school, and I had a CB radio after I got out of school and spent some time at college. And my grandson, when he was about 12, I would run a CB radio in my vehicle, and we'd go up on one of the high hills here in my hometown, and we'd make CB contacts, and sometimes I'd get down to South Carolina, et cetera, and I saw that he was really taking interest in it. Let me buy a minute. Okay, and then to make a long story short, I decided that if he had this much interest in CB radio, that we would both go ahead and get our amateur radio license, something that I had considered but never did it. So that's what we did. We took our technician test in the summer of 2008 in June, and then 2 months later, we studied some more, and we tested for our general exam, and we passed our general, and he almost passed the extra exam. I didn't have that good of luck. But anyway, that's kind of my story. Back to you, Ricky.
Nice, yeah. So, yeah, it was nice. Interesting story. I like the part where you mentioned the CB radios. My mom used to ride semi-trucks a lot, and she used to make contacts and talk to people on the CB radio as well. So that kind of resonated with me there when you were mentioning the CB radios. See, my mom's second husband was a trucker. And, yeah, as I said, and she used to ride the trucks a lot, talk to people on the CB radio. She told me what her call sign was, but I can't remember it. But, yeah, so that's basically my mom's story on how she was in the CB radio. She's not a ham operator, but she used to be on the CB a long time ago. This was way before I was born. So, yeah, back to you, Kirk.
Ah, very good. Yeah, well, it's surprising if you, you know, I mean, obviously in amateur radio, there's a lot of special events going on amateur radio, and we don't always take the time to kind of slow down and get to know amateur radio operators, but there's a lot of individuals that are now amateur radio operators that have some aspect or had some influence of Citizens Band Radio in their background, whether it be their childhood or like yours, for example, with your mom, me, for example, with my dad, and a group of buddies that he had in and around this area. Holly, Fenton, and elsewhere, and you know, I grew up with that, and I had my own Citizens Band call sign back in the day, and then sometimes they had handles that you would use when you did not use your call sign, and my handle was called the Cattail, and his handle was called the Bluebird. That's going back a bit. By the way, what grade are you in? I presume you might be in high school, or are you out of school?
I am a junior. I'm in 11th grade. And yeah, I go to Everett High School. And about the CB radios, my mom's handle was Twinkie. So, yeah, and this was when she was a teenager, so that's pretty cool. Yeah, so, KF8CPP, back to Kirk.
KD8IWS. So tell me, what kind of, sorry, did you say Everett? Is that Everett, Michigan?
No. It's Everett. The school is called Everett High School, but it's Everett High School in Lansing, Michigan. So, yeah. So the school, yeah, the school's not called, or the city's not Everett. It's the city is Lansing, and I go to Everett High School. That's just school name. So, yeah.
Okay. Very good. Thank you for clarifying that, because the repeater that I use is located only about a mile and a half from me, maybe a mile as crow flies, actually. And this repeater is also part of a linked repeater system in the southern portion of the southern central portion of the state. And, well, that's interesting. My grandson is with me listening along. He's in the 12th grade, so I'm hoping that he'll be encouraged to start studying. You gave a good overview of what you did to study for your exam. I used to belong to an amateur radio club in Lansing, actually, I don't know if you consider it Lansing, Okemos area, but it's called the Central Michigan Amateur Radio Club. And it was very, very active back in the day. I'm not sure what the status of the club is nowadays, but my oldest grandson, KD8IWT, he and I used to go to the meetings over there back in the day. So just out of curiosity, what kind of a radio are you running?
I am running on a kid radio, TDH-8. I know it's a handy talkie, but I'm using it in my house right now. So, yeah.
Okay. Do you know off the top of your head what repeater you are currently using?
I know it's 147.280. The frequency is 147.280. I know, like you said, I already knew. Like my best friend Jason, who also has his license, he told me he was in a linked system via like Echo Link. So yeah, I'm not sure what the exact name of it is, but yeah, that's all I know about it at the very moment right now.
Okay, yeah, thank you for the information on that. Appreciate it. Well, that's a good story that you have as well, Ricky. It's great to hear that you were influenced somewhat by CB, and you said that your buddy, he's an amateur radio operator as well. So how did you, was he already an amateur radio operator and then you thought that was kind of cool and decided to jump in and get your feet wet as well?
Oh, yes. That person, KF8CLL, that guy, that was him. That was actually my best friend chiming in there. So, yeah. So he basically got his license just before I did, I think in October. And then he encouraged me to get my license, and I thought it was interesting. Like, I said to myself, oh, I wanna talk to people on the radio, too. So I started studying, like I said, on ham radio prep, and then I got my license, and now I have my license. Sometimes me and Jason sometimes to rag chew on some repeaters, like just chat a lot, because we chat a lot on Facebook Messenger as well. Like, I've been friends with him for 6 years. I met him back in fifth grade, so he's my best friend. So, yeah. So basically, yeah, that's how he got me in the radio and convinced me that it was a good hobby, and it is. It really is. So, yeah, that's my story, basically.
Well, that's pretty awesome. You're going to have a lot of fun, Ricky, in the years to come. And, just take your time and enjoy the moment. There is so many opportunities to learn so much in amateur radio that I don't think you will ever get bored, because there are just so many avenues of communication that you can go down. And if you ever decide to with EchoLink, you can already make contacts all over the world with EchoLink. You can do EchoLink on your phone, and so these are, you know, you can go from that to satellites to, you know, you could do satellites, really, with the radio that you have, you know. If it's a combination VHF, UHF, you just have a lot of avenues you can go down. It takes a really inexpensive antenna, and you can satellites, and that's it's just standing out in your backyard, pointing an antenna at the sky, and making a contact with a satellite's repeater, and you can be talking with somebody on the other side of the country.
KFHCLL, am I coming through? I'm using EchoLink. My radio wasn't quite cutting the repeater. Yeah, I'm coming through now. All right, I'll let you go back to Ricky. Back to Ricky.
This is KFHCTV. Yes, Jason, your signal is coming through just fine. Little quiet, but yeah, I understood what you said. So, anywho, yeah, that'd be really cool to point. Yeah, point my antenna, try to make contact on the satellite. So I know Jason, the guy that was just there, he tried contacting the ISS once, but I think he tried, he could explain it better than I could, but I know he tried contacting the ISS once, but it didn't quite work. He got some SSTV image back, not sure what the image was, but I'm pretty sure he said it was like on the wrong frequency or something. But, yeah, that'd be pretty cool to contact satellites. That'd be nice. So, yeah. All right, back to Kirk.
Hey, okay, Jason, your call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 8. Is that Tango Lima Lima or Charlie Lima Lima? Go ahead, Jason.
It is Charlie Lima Lima. Charlie Lima Lima.
Okay. All right. I just corrected it. I had written it down. And sometimes I hear a T, it sounds like a C. Other times I hear a C that sounds like a T. So that's part of my my elderly hearing condition. But hey, I'm really excited for you fellas. You've got something you share in common in amateur radio, and you guys are going to have a great time. So I've enjoyed certainly meeting you, Ricky, and you as well, Jason. Good job on helping Ricky come on board in amateur radio. You guys are going to have a long career ahead of you when it comes to amateur radio. And what's cool about that is, you know, I had a friend back in high school that he got his license when he was in, like, 9th or 10th grade. And now, you know, many years later, you know, I've been out of school for over 50 years, and many years later, he lives in New Hampshire, and we still stay in touch on amateur radio, even though his home QTH is in New Hampshire, and I still live in Michigan, only a few blocks from where he grew up. So, yep, it's a pretty fun hobby that you'll have probably lifelong. At least I hope you'll have it lifelong. But I've got to keep moving on here, guys. Ricky, glad you're on the air to pass a little time this afternoon. Have a very Merry Christmas. And Jason, you as well. Good job for recruiting. And you have a Merry Christmas as well. This is Kurt and Gavin here in Fenton. You have a good remainder of your weekend, and wish you the best in school this year. Let's see. We've got KFHCPP and KFHCLL. This is KD8. IWS, Kurt and Fenton, clear. 7-3, guys. Good talking with you.
This is KFACP. Yeah, good talking to you as well. Have a Merry Christmas as well, Kurt. And 73 from KFACPP will be going clear.
KFACLL, Ricky, am I coming through or no?
Yes, you are coming through just fine. Good signal there.
All right, so, yeah, I was on Echo Link there for a second when I was talking with him. So, you know, I can't trust his radio. He's got the radio. I'm on 25 watts on this computer right now. 10 watts wasn't really cutting it too well. But Handicraft, he doesn't want to do a darn job and, you know, read the repeater. I think the maximum output on that is 8 watts.
You might want to talk a bit closer to the mic because I heard you good at first, but then your voice kind of drifted away in the static. So try talking closer into your mic. That'd be good.
Yeah, is this better?
Yes, that's a lot better.
All right, I tuned up again. Is it still good?
Yes, you still have a good signal there.
So, I just looked up the WACMN repeater system because I'm pretty sure that's the system this one's through. And the first thing is something DMR. I know this is DMR. Oh, wait. Okay, it's analog. It's still VHF. Yeah, there's a KV8LCY. No, it's 516, and that's this frequency. Last to see. Look at that. It says zero. So, wait, I can actually... Oh, okay. So these are all transmitting now. And it shows... This website's actually really cool. I didn't know it. They're showing me that the computer's transmitting right now. The whole system.
This is KFACPP. So I think on Echo Link, are you on Echo Link right now? Looking at all the repeaters from what I could understand of that signal?
Looking on their website, it's a monitor for their things. I don't know. There's 6 repeaters. One in Saginaw, Flint, Lapeer, Fenton, Guilford, and one in Lansing. Not amazing. So they're all over. Which is really nice. Having someone in Flint, Saginaw, or Lapeer, they can hear me right now, like live.
Okay, I see. Well, I think I'm going to go clear on the signal, or clear on the repeater here. Let's chat with you as always. We can just start another messenger call if you want to. So, yeah, 73 from KFHCPP will be going clear on this repeater. All right. Well, hope you have a good one. I'm about to probably call you on that here, so. Yeah. All right. This is Halo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Lima Lima, and I'll be going clear as well. KF8, CPP, monitoring. Good evening. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8. Sorry, this is, okay, hold on. Give me 1 second, guys. We're going to be running the Mid-Michigan New Operators Net. This is KFACLL with the net control. This net meets every Saturday at 5 on the WATMN repeater system. Now, a quick heads up, we were on the WACPI for landing, but we moved to the main repeater system because we got by the coverage. So the purpose of this net is to provide a supportive environment to land radio operators to practice their skills, ask questions, and learn more about the hobby. All licensed amateur radio operators are welcome. At this time, if there is any emergency or priority traffic, please call now. Alright, so, with that out of the way, I don't believe you've got any emergency or priority checking, or traffic, sorry. So I may stutter a lot here, too. I'm just going to say it flat out. I was in the mental hospital a few days ago, got out a few days ago, or even a few weeks ago, for reasons of things that doesn't really, it doesn't really matter, but I'm not going crazy. Anyhow, so I'm going to be in the second now. We have full-time, mobile, short-time, so, or in and out check-ins as well. So if you're a new operator, feel free to mention that as well. I will acknowledge you in the order received. So if you have any check-ins, please call now. Alright, we will go one more time for check-ins. If you need to get new operators back. I meet every Saturday at 5 o'clock in the WHCMN computer system. If you have any check-ins, please call now. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Charlie Papa Papa, KF8CPP. This is Ricky, and I will be doing a full-time check-in. All right, we got one, Ricky. Let me just put you down. All right, so if you have any other check-ins, please check in now. Whoever is trying to break in, you are not making the repeater, almost, well, you're making the repeater just barely, almost complete static. I think there was a voice in there, but I could not make anything out. Let me try again. All right, well, we've only got one check-in, and that's KFHGBD Ricky. So, I guess, Ricky, do you want to try to see if I can go one more time for check-ins, or should we close the net, or just close it down? What's your opinion? Don't have anyone on it right now besides you and me, so. Back to Ricky, what is your opinion on this? What should we do? This is KFACYB. I'd say just go one more time and see if there's any check-ins. Just for good measure, so yeah, you can do that if you want to. Back to net. Alright, I did just hear somebody come through over your signal. I think it was K, and then I didn't get the middle letter, A. I think UYB. Come back.
Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Yankee Bravo. Yeah, I heard Ricky key up just as I was keying up, so I went with it. Not a new operator, just kind of an in and out check-in, give you guys a number, but been in the check all day, and I heard Ricky talking with someone else. I think I heard both of you earlier. Net control of your signal's real good the last couple transmissions. I don't know if you're on an HT, but probably need to work on a spot to stand and make sure you hold it in the same orientation. The opening net was pretty scratchy, so KE8CYB.
This is KF8CPP. My best friend is running a net, so he's going to switch to EchoLink really quick. So after he does that, he can take more check-ins. All right, back to net.
Here's Whiskey, Julie Lima.
All righty. Well, we're going to have a feedback loop here. Do not want to. Give me just a second, guys. This is net control for the Mid-Michigan New Operators Net. Got two check-ins right now going down the list. It is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Trey Papa Papa, Ricky. And I didn't quite catch the other guy's name, Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Yankee Bravo. We do not have any other check-ins, so I will go for check-ins one more time. And, well, I might go on it the second time, but other than that, we're going to get the net kicked off and get started. Actually, I think KE8CYB was an in and out, I believe. So yeah, if we have any check-ins, please call now.
November 8th, Whiskey Julia Lima. November 8th, Whiskey Julia Lima.
All right. Do we have any other check-ins?
Did you catch my call sign, November 8th, Whiskey Julia Lima?
All right. I got November 8th, Whiskey Juliet Lima. Is it Whiskey Juliet Lima or Whiskey Kilo Lima? I can't quite differentiate that middle letter.
November 8th, we just landed. November 8th, we just landed.
Is it Whiskey Golf? Copy. All right. I think it is November 8th, Whiskey Delta Lima. Is that correct?
Whiskey Juliet Lima.
Roger.
All right. I heard it loud and clear that last time. It is November 8th. Whiskey Juliet Lima, we got you down on the list. Will that be in and out, full time, or mobile?
I'm on the base. I'm in Detroit. Where is this repeater located?
I am not sure where one of the repeaters is located over there. There's one in Saginaw, Flint, Lapeer, Lansing, Guilford, and Fenton. I'm not exactly sure which would be the closest one. These are all linked, so I'm not sure which one it would be.
I am going to 146
Yeah, that would be the Fenton one, so... making it quite a ways from Detroit. I don't know exactly where. I think Fenton's east of Lansing. I'm in Lansing. I'm on the 147.28. Not right now transmitting. I'm using Echolink because my radio is...
Roger, roger. Okay, well, I'll stand by. I'll stand by. This is November 8, Whiskey, Juliet Lima. Standing by.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Echo Victor in East Outwash, and we're on a 310 machine. We're mobile, and I'll be in and out. And, yeah, keep it up. You'll get somebody out there.
All righty, so we've got this going, so I have had a few people go over me. I'm not exactly sure why it does that. Or why the repeater. I think it's they don't have the busy channel locks on, or they're also using... yeah, there it goes again. Maybe my connection's bad.
All right, guys, so I just had a huge delay on there. I'm switched back to my radio. So we're going to start the net. So we're going to open the floor for discussion topic. I'm reading a script here, guys, so very confusing to me. I have no idea what I'm doing here. I mean, I do, but I don't. It's, yeah. So, thank you to everyone who has checked in. We've got three people on here. I think I had actually another in-and-out check-in. I forgot to call them. I was looking at something and trying to figure out echoing, and my connection is going to crap. All right, so I guess we'll start with Ricky, KFACPD. Let's share some brief information to get us started. What do you, what hobbies do you have? And, what got you interested in ham radio?
This is KFACPP. My hobbies are, rail fanning, that is, watching and filming trains. Of course I like ham radio, that's why I'm on here. And, I like weather. I really like the weather, and what got me into ham radio is that, of course, believe it or not, you got me into ham radio, and
believe
stuff.
It or not, you.
Yeah, so, yep, so, yeah, you got me into ham radio, and, yeah, so, kind of just, I don't know what to say here, so, yeah, back to net.
Yeah, so, I was seeing if there was anything else that got you in ham radio, because obviously I know I got you in ham radio, like, the whole hobby.
So,
sorry, I had to burp there. I didn't want to burp into my belly from that. So, I was just trying to think of something that we could talk about on, because, like, we got a few people... Anyway, of course, my signal still sounds bad in here. I'm listening to it back through on Echolink, and it sounds horrible, so I might just try to give this back over to you to be next control. I don't know. I don't know if I can even do that. I don't know how to switch next control out there. Alrighty, guys, so, I'm going to figure this out. I'm sorry, I couldn't get it working. This is really bad. It is like buzzing. So I'm going to close the net, and we will be back here next Saturday. Sorry for the inconvenience, but my antennas are outside in just a perfect spot.
5B, is that correct?
Roger. Yeah, I was listening to the Mid-Michigan new operators net, and that control signal went flaky, so he stepped out. I didn't know if there was anybody left. I thought I heard a recheck.
Yep, you heard what I did. I did hear a recheck as well, and that's pretty cool. There's a net for new hams. My grandson and I, was Jason by chance, I've got his call here, where is it? I can't find it on my notes, but KF8CLL, is he the one that runs the net by chance?
I don't know. I know, I think it's KE8CPP, Ricky, and the net operator are buddies, and from what I was hearing this morning, and I think I've heard them a few times on here, they're younger fellas, like just out of high school or something. So yeah, it's great to hear them on here, and I didn't realize there was a net, except I was scanning and it stopped on there, so... I try and jump in and help him out a little bit. Sounds like he's got a antenna connection issue on his radio or something. They were working at it earlier today, so I thought I'd try and see if CPP was still here and see what they did. But I think everybody kind of bailed a little bit. Plus, I think I didn't realize that they were linked in. I didn't realize he was coming in from Lansing, I think, through a link. So I'm on the Bay City repeater sitting in Carroll, so... I don't know how this is all linked together and who all's coming in from where. I heard the guy from Detroit, but I'm not sure which repeater he's coming in. KE8CYB.
Yeah, okay, Brent. Yeah, they're over, I know Jason and Ricky are over in the Lansing area. So they're on a repeater over there, and you're on a, I don't know, I guess I'd call it maybe a Central Michigan link system. It's the southern part of the state. I'm on a repeater here in Fenton, and it's tied to several repeaters between here and Bay City, and I suspect Lansing, so... I was just, my grandson, who's a high schooler, and Ricky, who is still in high school, CPP, we were talking earlier, and my grandson is going to go home and download the ham prep program to start studying for his amateur radio license, and Ricky kind of encouraged him along, and then we just made a contact on 10 meters, down in New Zealand, and so that was pretty exciting for him, and that would be on a technician band that I made the contact, so it's great to see these young fellas coming up into amateur radio. So, all right, Brent, I'll let you go, but this is Kurt in Fenton, Kilo Delta 8, India Whiskey Sierra, so... Have a good afternoon and a Merry Christmas, a good remainder of this weekend as well. 73 KD8 IWS clear.
Yeah, Kurt, real good. I was actually listening to you guys earlier. I've been down in the shack all day doing all kinds of stuff. I was down for the week, so trying to get caught back up a little bit before we have the big wife side family Christmas tomorrow. So. I got a busy work week and maybe back down to Lansing later this week or probably next week. So, yeah, lots of work going on. And, yeah, it's good to hear these young guys and congrats on the grandson wanting to get involved. So it's quite a hobby that's passing. And if people don't start joining up on it, who knows, it's going to end pretty soon. So, but... yeah, real good, Kurt. Good talking to you, and hopefully these guys keep going. I'm going to have to try to remember the net, check in with them next Saturday. So And I guess with that, I'll say 73, Merry Christmas and all that good stuff. And I'm sure we'll probably talk again eventually. And I'll be clear on your final, because it's probably supper time pretty soon. Well, I guess you already finaled, so I'll be clear. KE8CYB.
Yep, appreciate that, Brent. You have a good one. 73KD8IWS clear.
You say this is in, this machine is in Flint, Michigan. How far is that from Flint, Michigan?
Yeah, hello there. Yeah, this is Kurt in Fenton, 15 miles south of Flint. 15 miles south of Flint, and I'm on the Fenton repeater, 146.78, located about 1 mile as the crow flies from my QTH QSL. That is correct. It goes approximately center of the state south, more central and east side versus the west side. It's more central and south of Bay City. That would be probably a close border. And then there's also another system that is north of Bay City that's separate from the central link system. Don't get it confused with the WIRA link system on the west state side of the state. It's different. Okay, does that answer your question?
Well, yep. It's been a while since I checked on these link systems. I can check on the internet there and see all that there. So, but I was just getting a van and ran across here and see what where was this repeater linked to there. So, thanks for the question. This is November 8th, Whiskey Julian Lima, Detroit, Michigan.
Okay, Roger, Roger. You have a Merry Christmas and a great remainder of your weekend. Yeah, thanks for jumping in there anytime. Like having you use the repeater system for sure. 73, my friend. This is KD8. That's Kilo Delta 8. India Whiskey Sierra, IWS 73. I'm clear.
Roger, Roger, 73.
KE8SEV, QTH, monitoring. KF8CPP uses KF8CLL. Do you have a copy?
This is KF8CPP. Yes, I do have a copy. Heard you loud and clear.
Yeah, my signal was being a pain earlier. I had to move my radio antenna. It sounds like it's coming through better, I think, right? Through the call, it sounds a lot better. I needed to test it out, though. Make sure it's working just fine, because I moved the antenna maybe a few inches, and now it seems to be working just fine now. I don't know why. I don't know how, but I guess it does matter to move it even just a few inches. So, yeah. So, back to Ricky.
Contact.
Well, that's good that you got your antenna working, Mr. Jason. So, yeah, I guess, yeah, moving it a few inches really made a difference. So that's good. Yeah, so, yeah, we're glad you got it working. This is KF8CPV.
KF8CLL, Jason, I have a question for you. This is KD8IWS.
KF8CLL, I'm probably do have an answer for you, so go ahead with it.
Okay, Jason, did you try to tighten the connections on your radio as well as the antenna? Did you make sure that they're very, very tight? And I'm not sure where your antenna is, if it's a Magmal inside on a file cabinet or on a sheet of cookie sheet or something. But it sounds like to me it's possible that there could be a loose connection. Just wanted to know if you would check that.
Yeah, it's all tight for the most part. Just the problem comes to be where my antenna is a piece of wire, because I do not have a PL, I think it's PL259 antenna, but I could use SMA because I have adapters that are on it right now, but I still don't have a good antenna that's lengthy, or one that I can clip outside and run out the window without the wire holding the window open. And I do not want the window to be held open this time of year because that it get real cold. So I did a double check the connections just now, and they're all tight. So that shouldn't be a problem anymore. And one of them was a bit loose, so I made sure that was tight. So that could have been part of the problem.
Yeah, okay, yep, very good. Just want to make sure you check that. And, yeah, your signal is definitely much, much better. And just a little bit of crackling on it, but, it's night and day difference to what it was. But anyway, yeah, just wanted to jump in there. I gotta head out. But, okay, guys, 7-3, this is KD8IWS, Kurt and Fenton, clear.
KF8TPP to KF8CLL, do you still copy? Yep, got you loud and clear. Yeah, I got it working now, so I should be able to run the net next weekend. So I really should have done this, just moved it earlier before I ran the net, and I would have been able to do it just fine this time. But nope, I didn't realize I needed to move it a few inches. And that was a quick fix, too, and I could have went out there and done it right before running the net, but I didn't realize that it wasn't going to work very well at the time, so. You know, there's always issues. There's always ways to solve them. You've got to solve them somehow. All right, well, I think I'm going to hop off of here, and, all right, well. Let's say 73, and, KF8CLL, and I'll be clear with you. All right, KF8CPP, 73 to you as well. We'll be going clear.
KF8CLL, KE8CYB.
KF8CLL, I got you loud and clear. Yep.
Yeah, your signal is definitely a lot better. Sounds real good. And I didn't realize there was a Saturday night net for new operators. I'm relatively new. I've not spent a ton of time on the radio, but I've been licensed for 8 years. But, yeah, good to hear you. I was actually just down in Lansing this past week. Probably be down there later this coming week or next week. So, company I work for, my brother owns, is down there, and I have to go down and help him out some, so I'll be down around that area, and as luck would have it, when I first went down there a while ago, there's Kilo Echo 8 Charlie Yankee Charlie down there, and he works with slash friends with one of my friends from a long time ago. Been friends a long time. He got in ham radio and they're friends and actually emergency coordinators for nearby county. So anyway, just want to say good to hear you guys, and I've heard you a few times, but I didn't realize there was a net until tonight. So just want to say welcome aboard and keep up the good work. And I don't know any new hams that I know of, but if I do, I can send them to this net to get you some check-ins and, you know, help support the hobby. So I just want to say good job in 73, and I'll try and check in next week just to give you a number, KE8CYB.
K-E-8-C-O-O, yeah. I had a problem trying to run this net. The static was going haywire. It was going all over the place. I tried switching to Echolink, and I kept having people come over me on the signal, so there's two people talking at the same time. I don't know how that happened. Because the repeaters will only let one person talk at a time. But, nope. So I had to switch back to the radio because Echolink was giving me problems. Plus, my internet connection started going bad. So there was like a 10-second delay from when I was talking to when it was actually transmitting my audio. So, that's the main reason I switched back. But I will be trying to run it next Saturday at 5 p.m. Yeah. Anyway, thank you, NBC, as well. This will be going here. I seem to do around here. I'm going to try to set up one of my candy copies again. It's another one that I have had for a while. The digital one as well. It's got digital DMR analog as well. And I've tried to get it to DMR repeaters and it never works. I don't think it's actually DMR. Unless there's a code plug I have to put in it. And I don't know how to do that because I don't have the right programming software for it. So, yeah. Anyway.
KFACOO,
and I'll be going quick.
Yeah, sorry, Jason, just had to come back again. Your signal really faded out that time, and your audio was quite low until right at the very end. So, I don't know if I heard you correctly, but it sounds like you're just trying to use a wire stuck in the radio for an antenna. If that's what I'm understanding, that's obviously not the best move. I don't know if you need some materials to get a proper antenna made or what the situation is. Regarding the DMR, yeah, you definitely need to put a code plug into it. And I don't know exactly where you are in Lansing. When I go down there, I stay with my brother. He owns a company, and he's up by the airport. And I can do DMR from up that way, but I need to have a little beam or step outside the house with an HT to be able to do it. I don't remember where the tower is or the repeater is. But yeah, whatever you're trying to hit the repeater with on this is either whatever you're using is kind of sketchy or you're on the fringe of it. So just want to let you know your signal faded there a bit on that last one. So. All right, real good. KE8CYB, I'll be clear.
KF8CPP monitoring.
This is KF8COL. Ricky, did I just see you call out for, I think it was that monitoring. Was that you, Ricky?
Yep, it sure was. It was me. Just looking for some contacts to put in my logbook. So, yeah, so that's basically what I'm doing right now. KF8CPP.
Yeah, well, I guess I'll let you be there. I'm just sitting around here, you know, trying to figure out what this antenna is doing. I think it's coming through clear, isn't it, right now?
Yeah, I can understand what you're saying. A little bit of static, but I can still understand what you're saying. It's pretty clear.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I was able to hit the repeater before, like a month or so ago. Just fine, no static. And now it's starting to static. I don't know what it is. It could be my antenna, but I don't know. I also need to get an antenna. Maybe a dipole kit. I forgot to ask you how much that Visa gift card was. Maybe you could get another second dipole kit. When track season starts, when I get my first $20, I'll just give it straight to you. Because that's $3. Oh, no, it's like $19.80-something. I think it's $19. Because it's $17-something on Amazon, but then there's tax for shipping and whatnot.
Oh yeah, I'll have more than enough. It's the Visa gift card's $50.
Yeah, I'm about to say then I could just attach the SMA connectors and it's a thin line, so I could run it through my window and that works just fine because then I can close it and then I could have the dipole outside with a proper antenna. And I could change the length of it to different frequencies, like for VHF, VHF. That works perfect. Do pretty well. Like how you have that wiring center. They don't work very well when they're not set up in the right way. They work good for HF if you have them right. Guess I'm going to go clear for now unless you make some contact. So, yeah. This is KF8CLO. He's saying 73 to KF8CPP. And I'll be going clear.
All right, 73 to you. I'll be going clear with you, but I'll still be monitoring. This is KFACPP. Was somebody trying to transmit? If so, I'm more than welcome to chat with you if you want. So, yeah.
KAHDLT, am I coming through?
Coming through loud and clear. Could you repeat your call sign? I didn't quite catch it there. KF8CPP, I didn't quite catch what you said there. Your signal is coming through quite poorly. Pretty sure that was you, KF8CLL. KF8CPP monitoring.
KF8CLL, I've got you loud and clear here, Ricky.
All right, that's nice to hear. So what are you doing tonight?
Literally waiting for my mom to get home. She's probably going to be around tonight. I'm going to stay up pretty late, waiting to
open food. I'm pretty sure she said she was going to try to bring home food, so she gets out at midnight, so she's going to be a little bit of a late night. Luckily, it's only Saturday. So hopefully we can hang out tomorrow, go bowling. I think that's what we're planning, right? Yeah, we're planning on bowling. That'll be pretty fun. Yeah, that's bowling. Yeah, the bowling would be pretty fun. I have those coupons. Put my clipboard right now in front of me with all my ham radio stuff so I don't lose them. Yeah, so the coupons are good for one free game of bowling, just the game. There's one free game. So, yeah, so a couple of coupons. And it says, yeah, let me see, yeah, limit one per person per visit so we can both use one. So, yeah, pretty nice. That'll be cool, and I'll vlog it with my GoPro as well and post it on my YouTube channel, so that'd be pretty nice. Yeah, that's going off my audio, is coming through very well. It seems to be possibly cutting in and out. I got what you said, but, you know, yeah. Hopefully that goes well. It is only tomorrow. I don't know if they're open tomorrow. I think they are. Right, I should check if they're open. Hold on, let me pull up Google Chrome really quick. Give me just a second here. Royal Scott Golf and Bowl. Open. Oh, perfect. Yep, they're open from 9 to 10, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. So, yes, they're open on Sundays. Cool. All right, well, that should work out, and let's see how many strikes we can get out there. Gonna knock all 10 pins down. I forgot how many pins there are. I think there's 10. Gonna knock them all down, and then I'm gonna accidentally knock one so far into the machine that it comes back out upside down, and then it stays up, because, yeah. Let's see how many strikes we can get. Imagine I just get a perfect game and I just get a big old diamond ring. That'd be funny. Do they hand out those? I don't know if they give those out. Do they really give out diamond rings? I'm pretty sure if they do, but only if you're in a league. If you're just a regular guy or just a regular person just going bowling just for fun, I don't think they do. They might congratulate you, but I don't think... Sorry, I let go of the button a bit too early, but I think they might celebrate it, but I don't think they'll actually give you a ring or, you know, I'm sure they'd congratulate you. But if you're just a regular, just your average person, just getting perfect games and stuff, you should be in a league. So, yeah. KFA CLL, do you still copy?
Yep, I got the loading to Echolink so I can hear you. You can hear me better.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
Yeah, so, you know, it should be pretty fun. And, yeah, so I'm talking a little bit closer to the mic now if you can hear me. Excuse me. So, should be pretty fun out there. I can vlog it, post it to YouTube, see how well we do. Hopefully I can beat you. I'm going to win. You know, I'm probably not even going to knock a single pin down. I'm just going to keep getting gutter balls. Because, yeah, I don't know how to control the ball very well.
Right, yeah, let's see who wins the game of bowling. I'm going to win. I'm going to get that perfect game. No, I'm just kidding. I won't get a perfect game. But I remember back when during a field trip, when I went to CMU for a field trip back in May and June. It was a 3-day trip, so, yeah, and I remember getting like a 100, I think. I got a double, which is 2 strikes in a row. I caught that on my GoPro, so that's pretty nice.
whenever I can get that vlog out. So, yeah.
All right, well, let you go clear, and well, I'm going to go clear, sorry. I'm going to let you try to see if you can make any more contact. So I'm going to say 73 from Kilo Fox Star 8, Charlie Lima Lima. And I'll be going clear.
All righty then. All right, well, 73 to you too. KF8CPP will be going clear.
KF8CVX testing.
KF8CPP to KF8CLL, do you copy? Yep, I sure do. Am I coming through just fine? Yep, you're coming through just fine. You can hear you loud and clear.
All right, so I'm going to test this. I put your call sign in there in the text. So I'm going to see if you can decode the message. It's APRS, so you got the app open, right? And next to your radio.
Yep, I'm ready when you are, so you can go ahead and transmit now if you like.
All right, let's see if it's decoded. Tell me what happened.
It still says waiting for APRS link. Where would the message show up?
You heard the audio come through, right? I think you did, but I don't know. I don't know where it would send up. It's maybe that inbox icon. I don't know. That's where my thing just went up. And it's tracking, so that just startled me. It should be that little inbox, that open envelope icon, I think.
Okay, I'm trying to click on it, but it's not doing anything. It's registering that I'm clicking it, but I don't know. Try again and see what happens.
All right, so, KF8CLL, so, I don't know. Watch your screen, the top left of the screen, I swear there's a signal bar that tells you if there's signal coming in or not. But here we go, let me go to the screen. All right, so that should have worked. If it didn't, then I'll call you right back on Messenger and we'll troubleshoot it there.
Yeah, I didn't see anything happen, so I'm not sure what's going on.
All right, well, I guess I'm going to go clear and call you back so I can show your screen and I can look closer at the app. Might have to try to find a different app. Still going off. I closed the app already. That's the funny thing about this app on my phone, but if I start tracking and then close the app, it'll still go off every minute or so. Even when the app closed, so yeah. Well, say 73. And KF8CLL, we're going clear.
All right, 73 to you as well. KF8CPP will be going clear.